Hi, Mantic 59 here at the Maggards Meetup in Michigan with Kelly Kogan of Beaver Woodwright. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for having me.
And welcome to the Maggards Meetup. I hope it's going well for you.
Oh, it was a great show.
Great. So, for those of us not familiar with you, kind of give me an idea of who you are, what Beaver Woodwright does, and why you find yourself here.
Well, originally I'm a wood turner. I actually started out making pens. That's how I sort of took a long way around to get to the soaps. I started out making pens, and then I wanted to make myself a brush. I did that, and my friends saw the brush. They wanted a brush, and I finally figured out, well, I could sell these. So I started making badger hair brushes. And from there, I got questioned, well, what kind of soap do you use with this? And that took me on a 7-year journey to make the soap that I'm at today. My first soaps, I'll admit, were not real good soaps, but the ones I have today, I think are really good.
Hmm. Where are you from?
Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Hmm. Okay. So you've traveled quite a ways here to meet up today.
About 4.5 hours. Yeah. It's close to Pittsburgh.
Hmm. I see. So. Okay, all right. What kind of inspired you or motivated you to get started with this?
Well, I always liked the wet shaving side of it, and that's why I made the brush. You know, I wanted to see if I could actually do it to start with, and then once I got into it, it just blossomed into everything that I've been doing and all the different types of scents I'm developing, and it's very interesting to me.
How long did it take to you to get into the business of all this, from turning something just from maybe a hobby into something more of a business?
The business side is probably the hardest part of it, because you really have to, it's things I never thought of. You know, I was just thinking, oh, I'll just make a product and put it out there and it'll sell. And it's not the case, not even close to being the case. But it's something that I'm learning, and I talked to like Dr. John Eplin. He helped me out quite a bit and steered me in the right direction. And you have to meet these people to understand what process they're going through, so you know what pitfalls are going to come up and what you can do to avoid those.
So what is your development process for something like that? How do you get all that kind of stuff in one spot?
It's tough. It really is. You know, I've learned by making a lot of mistakes, and what I've learned is I need to ask more, you know, so I don't make those mistakes. And it's figuring out, okay, well, if I have this jar, how many jars are you going to need for this batch of soap that you're making? And from that, how many labels are you going to need? How much is that label going to cost you to be created? You know, those are the things you have that I'm looking at, and those are the processes I'm going through to try and streamline everything. Because you find out, okay, well, I can make a label, but tomorrow maybe I need to make 500 of those labels, where yesterday it was only 20. You know, and it is a big difference in price and how you're getting them made.
So what about the difference between a brush and soap? Are you still making the brush?
Yes, I still make brushes and razors.
And so what is there a different process for those types of things?
Yeah, so the brushes are a lot harder because each one's handmade. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're going from a process of where I can make soaps in a mass quantity. I can't do that with a brush, and your time is a lot more constricted. Mm-hmm. So I could make a handle for a shaving brush in approximately 40 minutes. So if I get an order of 500, now I'm sitting there thinking, okay, well, I'm a full-time police officer. So I have to work my shifts, go to court, and work all this in to make the brushes. So you're allocating time, and you're learning to be very conservative with those times. And I've found different processes when I'm making a brush, how I can take, instead of making just one brush at a time, where I'm making two or three brushes.
So with all those kind of things pulling at you, where do you find your creativity in this?
I'll be honest with you, my mind never stops. Like, you can ask my wife, I sleep very little. You know, there's numerous times I'm going to bed at 1:30 or 2 in the morning, and I'm back up at 6 and going at it. So, but I'm constantly thinking.
What's your most popular product right now?
Oh, I would say Ghost Ship, my Ghost Ship shaving soap and aftershave.
Okay.
So that sells pretty quickly when I ever have it out, you know.
What about, do you have a personal favorite for yourself?
Thomas 2. Hands down, Thomas 2.
What kind of scent is that?
It's oranges, blood oranges, sandalwood, and vanilla.
What about distribution? Where can we find these brushes and soaps? Online, I assume, at Maggard's?
My site is Beaverwoodwright at Maggard's, Shave Revolution. I have it in Canadian Blade Company, Badger Shaving Company, PAA also sells it, and I'm going to be selling with Colin.
So what's next?
More aftershaves and more soap scents coming out. Philip Fougere I just released today. That was a process there of trying to develop a Fougere scent. And the next one is going to be...
Can you kind of describe the scent other than Fougere?
Well, the Fougere is a green scent, an earthy scent to me that is very, like, almost musty. But I changed it. I put a little bit of bergamot in there to smooth out the scent and not make it so green.
I see.
And so far today, it's been a hands-down winner.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, everyone's giving me great, reviews on it.
Great. Okay, great. Well, Kelly, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, and good luck with the business.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.